places, everyone.
On stage for
Matinee with Bob and Ray. Good afternoon. Whoa, hold up there. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to our program. It's our program 100%. We own the thing outright. It cannot be copied.
See, we got this idea some years back. We'd like to take you back to the day we got the idea for this program. It was back in 1931, I believe. We were in New York at the time.
We had both finished at Columbia.
And we were having a cup of coffee at Hayes Bickford.
No, Hornhearted in New York.
Oh, yes, yes. And Ray said to me, looking over a cup of coffee,
Bob, have you noticed that this coffee's pretty hot?
Right then and there, we had the idea for this particular program that you're listening to right now.
That's right. It was the germ cell from which the whole thing grew.
Right.
We put it into a plant. Suddenly, one day, it grew to be a huge tree.
It blossomed forth into even bigger things than we can
lovely
now imagine.
Sweet fruit fell from it, and we gathered them in.
Look out, Ray. There's one falling on you.
I see it. And that sweet fruit, friends, has blossomed into this program.
This program, a financial success.
This program, which has mushroomed into one of the greatest things in American history.
One of the biggest features on network or independent stations.
A program that's aired all around the world so that people in the far reaches of this grand universe can hear us each day at 1 o'clock Boston time.
And Mr. Sponsor, this program is available to you.
Stop! Right now! Stop what you're doing and listen!
Just think, Sponsor, you can be on this program this minute with your message being heard all over the world.
Simply call WHDH and ask for a rate card.
Or ask for a rate. Simply use the word rate, and we'll know what you mean.
Right.
And we'll be out to your shop or your office in jig time.
You say rate, the operator says right.
So get on the phone right now, Sponsor, and demand that you be heard. And we'll take care of your product in good fashion.
We'll take care of it. Don't you worry.
Just hand it over to us.
Mm. You'll get yours.
Sure, but good.
Yeah, that kind of leads into a mystery, doesn't it?
But we won't...
Private eye story?
No, I don't want mysteries today.
No,
that is not so early in the program. I like mysteries a little later. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like a cure for this cold.
Still have the cold, huh?
I'm indebted to a friend in Hingham who sent us some... vitamin A, Bob.
Yes, that's the same friend that's taking charge of this program Friday that we're going to be taking part in down there.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. It is.
I'm not saying anything, okay, Bob. I'm just reading
here. You're going to ask me something.
How would I ask you
what
anything?
Are you reading?
What do you know that I don't already know?
I don't know.
For goodness sake, ask you a question.
I thought you were going to ask me something about that.
Well, what about that?
I don't know. Ken, you know anything about it?
No, I don't know.
Bill? Bill knows from no.
Bill isn't saying a word, is he, huh?
Somebody must have spoken to Bill and told him that he sounded badly on the air.
I think somebody did. He hasn't uttered a word for over a week.
Saturday he was clamoring over a microphone, Bob, but somebody must have told him that, you know, he didn't sound as snappy as you or myself.
That might have been it. I'm coming over to see how you're making out tonight, Bill. Incidentally, the hotel.
Where are you playing now, Bill? At the Copley, still? I used to. Are you still the sideman with Sammy Eisen and...
Copley, still.
Are you still a sideman with the Sammy Eisen combine?
Mm-hmm. A rather small sideman.
How many pieces do you have in that band this season? Six?
No races. Seven fingers
six and Sammy?
Subtract one.
That's six minus one. I mean, I imagine that he negates one, so that would mean five.
I should think that would negate out that way.
Or neutralize a violinist.
Well, there I was, up at the top of the ring.
Completely neutralized.
And I was waiting for this big dive to happen.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden it did.
Good.
And there I was laying in the middle of this great arena.
Good.
With all of these people looking at me.
Good.
And winking and blinking.
Oh, good. See, this cold is real awful. I wonder how I sound.
Real awful.
I imagine I do, you know. I sound pretty nasal, do I, friends?
Quite nasal, yes.
I suppose I could sing a song this way and people would think I was different.
Why don't we do that? Here's nasal guitar and his guitar.
Thank you very much. I'd like to sing first Phil the Steins for Dear Old Maiden.
Fill the Steins, dear old maiden, shout till the rafters ring.
Hooray!
Huh?
Hooray!
Once again.
That happened in '82. That reminds me of Rudy Valley. Reminds me of back in 1929 when we were touring the country in that great show, the Poppin'.
That was the show we were in, Bob.
Yeah, it was so long ago.
Apparently, that Philistines for Dear Old Maine was a big hit song, wasn't it?
Sure.
What year was that?
28 or 9, wasn't it?
Was it 1929?
Uh-oh, really? I think Green's going to say something. Oh, I thought you were going to say
something. Oh, it's all right. How's your car, Bill? you heard about it, Bob.
Oh, you have bad luck again?
Mum had it the other night, and Bill was telling us Saturday. She tried to drive between two parked trucks.
Oh, yes. And now he has a long, thin Buick.
On one side.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and round on one side and ever so flat on the other.
No wonder he hasn't been saying anything.
Well, he's had the sponge taken out of him, I reckon.
I guess so.
But I think the insurance should cover that, Bill. He said. Well, I suppose the truck drivers were full of courtesy and I suppose they wanted to help all they could.
Begged your pardon and so forth.
Well, it wasn't their fault, really. They were parked going about their business, occupying 3/5 of the road. And she just had to get through, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, though, that impatience is the trouble with so many people.
The better part of valor.
It is?
I think I saw that somewhere. I didn't.
Anyway.
I didn't.
After your wife had driven through, I bet she said to herself, I should have waited. You know, why don't people...
Oh, why did I do that?
Why don't people wait and then say, I'm glad I waited, and nothing would have happened? But they go ahead. Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. So, friends, if we brought you nothing else but this message, please be patient, particularly with us.
And to all of those homes into which we've brought joy today.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney of this county to prosecute...
Wait, you're not in character. You're not in character for that.
All right.
You're not right now. Let's get serious.
All right.
Well,
it shall be my duty as district attorney of this county to prosecute to the full extent of the law all criminals guilty of crimes perpetrated within the boundaries of this county.
Wait just a minute. We haven't got a...
And to...
Huh? We've got to get a...
All right. Well, I'll keep practicing. And it shall be my duty as district attorney of this county to prosecute to the full... Huh? You ready?
Not quite yet.
All right. And to defend...
All right, I believe it. Now, will you start over again, please?
And it shall be my duty as district attorney of this county to prosecute to the full extent of the law all criminals guilty of crimes perpetrated within the boundaries of this county, and to defend with equal vigor... Excuse me. Yes?
You wanted this report, Chief?
I don't want it right away. I haven't finished my introduction.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Now I'll try it again.
I'm a small, fast little fellow.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney of this county.
I'm a small, fast little fellow.
Will you get out until I finish, please?
We haven't used the door for 3 weeks. We've got to use it.
Well, let's wait a while.
Start over again, will you? When do you want the knock to come?
The minute I say...
Of this county?
No. The minute I say... And it shall be my duty. I don't know. I'll just point my finger.
I know. I'll be on the other side of the door.
I'll yell to come in.
Okay.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney of this county to prosecute to the full extent of the law all criminals guilty of crimes perpetrated within the boundaries of this county, not yet, and to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens. Come in. Come in.
I brought the report, Chief.
Thank you.
Wait, I didn't shut the door. I'll go back.
Yes, sir. I know who did it. It was Bob Elliott, everybody.
Here I am, Chief.
Well, where did you come from? Out of the woodwork.
Oh, I thought I was in the hallway. I was in the closet. My mistake.
Lefty Sterling.
I stepped on
one. Wanted by the police of Salt Lake City, Utah.
You want me to take this down?
Yes, would you take it down? And thank him very much. It was very nice.
Next time I'll ask him for another pat of butter.
Well... Now then, this is the file on Lefty Sturdley, wanted by the police of Salt Lake City, Utah, for a crime that cannot be described. So horrible. Oh, yes. Oh, this could be trouble. Yes.
Wait till I figure out a character.
Hurry, I'm reading a report.
Mr. D.A.
Yes, I'm the district attorney of this county, and I shall prosecute to the full extent of the law.
There's no time for that. I've come with a very unusual problem.
Problems?
You've got to come with me right away. My car is right outside.
All right.
Now, as I was about to tell you...
Quiet, you've ruined the whole effect, Bob. I'm going to start giggling. Friends, we have commercials today. Very happy to announce.
We do have three of them today.
First one I want to talk about is cold tablet.
18-way cold tablet. They fight your colds 18 ways.
18 different ways they go to work on this demon cold. First,
they take care of your headache.
Second,
they reduce fever.
Third,
they take care of your headache.
Fourth, they go right to work immediately on everything. Five,
they relieve aching back.
Six, they don't have to overtime nothing.
Seven,
they go right down in your stomach and go to work on everything.
Eight, they save your doctor's bill.
Nine, they fight your cold 18 ways.
10, they relieve headache.
11,
they cut down fever.
12, they're pretty cheap.
13, you could get them anywhere.
14, go to bed early with a pill and stay there all night.
15, they relieve headache.
16, what was 11?
They relieve headache, I believe it was.
16, they fight everything four ways.
And 17?
17, they lower your temperature and feed a fever.
18, call a doctor.
19, call Digger O'Dell.
I've come to you about a very unusual case, Mr. Keene.
All right, come in and sit down.
Wait a minute, I'm in the wrong studio, I believe. Excuse me?
No, I can fill in all right as Mr. Keene.
I was looking for the D.A.
Oh, well, I can be Mr. Keene in an emergency, you know.
Well, you've got to come along with me right away.
All right.
My car's right outside.
All right. Now then. Excuse me. Hey, Al, come in here.
Yeah?
Junie, who pulled that job for us, doesn't think he's going to get paid.
He don't?
No.
Oh, you're going to get paid, Junie.
Oh, I just want to... yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to pay you off with dividends.
You're going to get yours.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
Thanks. I knew you fellas were okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't worried. I just asked them.
You get yours.
Yeah. You're going to get yours real good.
Oh, yeah, you are.
We're your friends.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take him in the next room and pay him off.
Yeah, okay, Judy.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
Come on, Judy.
I'm going to get paid off now?
We're going to get paid off good.
Okay. You guys are...
You want to add something to that line?
No. I must read a commercial. I suppose we have Chesterfield first or this one here.
Let's have Chesterfield first. Have them in the order name.
All right, Chesterfield first.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
We just realized that Ken and Bill haven't played a song yet in the first 15 minutes of our East Coast portion of Matinee with Bob and Ray. So, will you try to squeeze it in, please?
Today I will. Whoa.
People have written in.
They know that Ken and Bill have a program at 8:35 in the morning, and they write in to say, what do they do until 1 o'clock? And we're prepared to answer that today, friends. They
sit
right in this studio. They do not move a muscle, except Mr. Wilson, who goes out checking on Glenn Miller Records.
I believe Bill runs out for coffee every hour or so.
Every hour, about, and comes back with hot coffee. But other than that, they do nothing, friends, to earn their money nor their keep.
Now, what was this about a new commercial today? That looks rather familiar, that one. The New England Retail Company.
Excuse me. Haven't you been getting paid, Bill?
You mean...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, Ken keeps it.
Oh, Kenny keeps it. He's a Dickens.
Oh.
Now, Ken, that's not right.
Good for you, though, Ken. That's smart thinking on your part.
It is. That's right. There's no doubt about it. But
oh, now, who else but Ken?
You should share more than that. I'm ashamed of you. I'm sorry for you, Bill. We'll try to have that thing changed next week.
We'll
see me
down at accounting.
Gee, we didn't know that, Bill. Gee.
If we'd known it, we would have given you some of ours.
See, we have a big pie here, and we like to split it up in little pieces. A little for you, a big piece for me, and a little piece for you. Hey, Bob, want to count some dimes with me?
Sure.
Ooh, I love that.
Okay.
You reach in first and grab a whole fistful.
Oh, boy. Like dimes.
Hey, what? Oysters in a spike.
That ain't dimes.
Hey, who put the oysters in here? Wilson? What's the matter with that Wilson? He's full of all impractical tricks. Who do you think you are, Richard Hembert?
Mr. D.A.?
Yes, and it shall be my duty.
There's no time for that.
Oh, to prosecute...
You've got to come with me right away. There's been...
murder, I suppose.
I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going.
Why not?
I'm yellow. I have no guts.
Now, this new commercial...
I shouldn't be a district attorney. Because I have no guts.
Why didn't you say that when the fellow was here? Instead of waiting till after he left...
I don't know. I belong to that. I should have said school anyway.
Well,
always after they go, I think I should have said something else. Come in.
Mr. D.A.?
Yes?
You don't have to come with me right away. There's been no murder.
Okay. I should have said, so what, you boob?
Why didn't you say it?
No, I don't know. I just didn't say it at the time. I should have said he was homely, too, and I didn't like the color of his suit. Come in. Hello?
Hello?
What do you want?
Not a thing.
All right, sir. Glad I could be of some assistance to you.
What?
I say I'm glad I could have been of some assistance to you.
Oh. I don't like the color of your suit.
I should have said, well, I don't like yours either.
Never mind what you should have said. You should have said this here. What is it?
Feel bright and cheerful in your own living room.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Excuse me.
You don't? Well, then have your set redone. I'm sorry.
This is serious.
I had the wrong idea on the whole approach.
Right. We didn't look at this thing.
I blundered into this thing, friends. I'm sorry. Feel bright and cheerful in your own living room. Have your set redone at New England Retail Company. Now you can have two of your living room pieces. That's all I have. Two of my living room pieces? I mean, you mean my living room piece. You can have two of your living room pieces, a sofa and a chair, completely rebuilt and recovered. For only. Hold on to your floor, friends. $49.50.
Oh, they can't do it for that price.
They're doing it, Bob.
How can they do it and make any money?
They're not making any money. They lose money on every one of them, I'll bet.
I'll bet they do, too.
You can... Now, friends, a sofa and a chair.
See, the way I figure it, it must cost them $51 to redo one.
I came out the way I figured, $63.80. Of course, they can write it off on the income tax. But how are they eating? You know, that's a question that crops up all the time. But anyway, all the work is done in their own factory, which guarantees you...
Oh, that explains
it. That's it, sure. Better quality at lower prices. Call Capital 74040 now. Now, New England Retail Company, 113 Causeway Street, Boston, will give you one... all new cushions. You keep the old ones.
I don't want the old ones.
You keep them.
What am I going to do with them?
I don't care.
I don't want them.
Have enough space down in our warehouse to take off.
I ain't keeping these old cushions.
I won't take them. You keep them.
I don't want them.
I'll give you new ones, but I won't take those old ones.
I won't take the new ones. I'll keep the new ones.
Two.
You take the old ones.
Two. I won't take the old ones.
Hmm.
No, I'm finished.
Yes, you're well, though.
Two, brand new springs. Who keeps those?
Who keeps the old one?
We keep the old
one. I want the old
one. We will keep the old spring.
I want the old spring.
Try and get them. Free. Frames completely done over for new appearance and sturdy wear. Four, your choice of finishes. Glossy or dull.
Who gets the old one?
You do. Five, their line consists of over 300 different materials. Six,
I'd pick out a lot of materials on that one old sofa of mine.
You pick out one of the 300.
Who gets the other 299?
We do. We don't give them away. We save them. Six.
What do you save them for?
I don't know. Six. Easy terms. 10% down, 15 months to pay. Think of that, friends. 15 months. A year and a half.
Eight. Always give me a ladder in case of fire.
Seven. No charge for pickup and delivery.
How many more you got to go there?
I don't know. I haven't registered. I'm down to no charge for pickup and delivery. Eight, the furniture, friends, is insured while in the possession of New England Retail Company.
That includes hospitalization?
I don't know. I haven't checked the thing. Offhand, yes. I'm trying to really cinch this thing.
You're just making a guess, though, like.
Yes, I am. Nine, all work is guaranteed. 10, the lowest factory-to-you price possible. Remember, the complete cost is low because of special markdown prices on all fabric coverings at New England Retail Company. 113 Causeway Street, Boston. Call Capital 74040 right now.
Ask
friends. Ask for Miss Barry.
Miss Barry.
That's Capital 74040. Miss Barry. I thank you.
You're supposed to whistle when you call her?
I just do. She has such a wonderful voice.
Mm-hmm. I remember we called Miss Barry one day right from this very program.
Why don't we give her another call?
All right. Have you got the dial set? Yes, here it is right here.
Go ahead and dial, Bob.
Right, I'm dialing it. It's one of these new silent dials. Going to see Capital 7404. Oh, there it is. Now I'll just wait until Miss Barry answers. I understand she has a beautiful voice, and I'm all set to him.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Barry?
Yes.
Is this New England Retail Company?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. I called about my sofa and chair.
So what? What do you want me to do with it?
I tell you, they've been advertising on the air.
Who has?
The New England Retail Company.
They ain't told me nothing. I'm working on the books here. I hate this phone ringing all the time.
We're supposed to call you.
If another phone rings, I'm quitting.
Well,
period.
We're supposed to call you.
I can't answer another phone today.
Well, I tell
I'm
you.
I'm hanging up right now, so long.
Bye.
So, Bradham, think it over, won't you, please?
And drop down for one of those sizzling steaks.
No, that's our next commercial,
oh, right.
Bob.
We've got to break this up with something.
You read this commercial.
All right. But later, huh?
What do you mean later? What are we going to have now, music?
Sure, we can have music.
All right. Ken and Bill, friends. America's beloved duo.
Joining hands to play.
Lover.
Thank you.
That bass pedal sounded like a real bass.
Somebody wrote in to say, are we the same Bob and Ray who were All-American ends at Stanford? Yes, we are.
Sizzling steak sounds appetizing, but better still, a full-pound, thick, juicy, sizzling sirloin steak just makes your mouth
Excuse
water.
Me, Bob, we've been asked to announce Bob and Ray will never be heard again.
Oh, who gets the old one?
You don't.
The Park Lane will stake its reputation on these full-pound sizzling sirloin steaks.
I'll bet.
You won't find better butter at any price.
You won't find butter at any price?
Yet the cost, including French fries, vegetable rolls, and butter, is only $2.
How much?
$2.
Hey, Brad.
The Park Lane has become a rendezvous for folks who enjoy good eating.
Hey, is that with Brad?
Yes, rolls. Conveniently located at 214.
Is that with Brad?
You have to take rolls.
I don't like rolls.
You'll take rolls and like...
I'll have rye bread, please, eh?
You can stop in for cocktails and then a delicious dinner, a choice of chicken, chopped lobster, or that one-pound sizzling steak. Soft music and pleasant atmosphere. What more? For a slice,
please. Played by 4 8-year-old boys with big pans.
Remember, the Park Lane is at 214 Boylston Street, which is right across
the
garden. It's delicious. Sizzling steaks are their specialty. They please the palate at the park.
You love them, friends. Really, you will.
You will.
So drop in soon at the Park Lane, the best place to eat in all the world. Come in.
Mr. D.A.?
Yes.
You've got to come with me right away.
Okay. No, I won't go. I'm afraid. I'll have to go now. It's too late.
Matinee with Bob and Ray will be heard again tomorrow at the same time with the music of Ken Wilson and Bill Green.
That's right. And you two, you'll be back, won't you, David?
I'll be back with the latest news flash.
We'll all be back, I guess, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll see you then, friend. If you get work, be sure I'm right now, won't you? Thank you, Boston.